Welcome to the Game Changers Radio Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover game-changing ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Game Changers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, game-changing ideas, and their one big thing that launched them on towards success. Your hosts for the show are Mark Imperial, a highly sought-after marketing strategist and experiential implementer who helps famous brands like Nintendo and Under Armour connect to the hearts of their consumer. He's a genius at creating floods of customers for businesses of any size. And Bob Regnerus, a renowned business author, speaker, coach, and master of helping clients sell big-ticket products and services on the Internet. He's helped generate millions in sales for hundreds of companies, including Dartmouth University and Miracle-Ear.
There's nothing wrong with the capitalism. There's nothing wrong with the free enterprise.
Now, it's time to get your game on. Here are Mark and Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Mark. How
America
are you?
Runs on profits. America's runs on capitalism, which is the greatest value, you know, value creation based formula in the world.
Of course, we do have the socialist aspects of things. We don't get political on this show, although the station gets political.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, let's give them a break.
Well, hey, look, there's only one way we're going to get out of this mess that we've got ourselves into, and that's entrepreneurs.
That's right.
People solving problems.
Small business owners. I mean, we produce, what is it, over 65% of the jobs and opportunities in this country?
Well, hey, last week we interviewed somebody who, at the beginning of the recession, opened a retail store. It was Lindsay Gaskins. She was a great guest. You heard all about Marbles, the brain store. She has 6 stores in Chicago, 18 all over the country, started in October 2008.
I admire youthful naivety.
Yeah, and of course, you know, she's not...
But you know, we learn a lot from that.
She's not wet behind the ears.
No.
I mean, she has wise advisors and so forth, but it really goes to show if you have a great idea, you have a great service, great products, and you have the ability to communicate it, you're going to connect with people, and they're going to come in. And she provides a great experience for her customers.
Because this really is the reality economy, if you will. This is the way that it should have been. I mean, people have a great product or service to bring to market that the public wants. They vote with their wallets. So, you know, capitalism, everything sort of fixes itself.
Well, it should. And, you know, capitalism, it's kind of, hey, it's part of our intro music, but it's almost like a dirty word.
And you know why? From what I heard, and it's fascinating, is it's because capitalism oftentimes is defined by its enemies.
Well, in any term, it's defined by the enemies. I mean, I totally get that it's, you know, but look, let's focus on the positive side. There are people out there that are doing great things. They have great businesses, great products, great services, great systems that are available to people, and you have to be able to communicate your message. I mean, when we talked at Media Masters, we talked about platforms to get your message across. You had to be clear who it is you're speaking to. You have to know your story. You know, last week we had Steve on as well. Steve Olscher talked about your what. If you know who you are, what you're all about, you know your story, you know who you're talking to, now it just becomes, let's use media to get the message out. And I'm really excited. We have somebody on the phone, a friend of mine. He's what we call in the business a copywriter, but he's more than that. He is actually one of the world's top email marketing specialists. He also is the creator of the prestigious Email Players newsletter. He's authored the Email Players Cookbook and Street Smart Email, and he publishes, get this, Mark, a free daily email marketing tips on his website, BenSettle.com. That's with 2 T's. Ben has worked with small startups, people on shoestring budgets, up to big info publishers, businesses on the internet, and he's going to talk to us today about doubling our sales using short, simple emails you can write in about 15 minutes or less. Ben Settle, welcome to Game Changers. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. So you are what we call a copywriter. Maybe some people haven't heard what that is.
And that's copywriting with a W-R-I-T-E.
Exactly. So for those that are a little wet behind the ears, what would you define a copywriter to be?
Well, I'm glad you distinguished that, because I had a bookkeeper who asked that question. What do you mean, in the patent office? And I said, no, not like that. The short version is, a copywriter writes sales letters, could be video scripts, emails, anything with words to help sell a product or service. So instead of calling someone on the phone to sell your product or service or going door to door, you're doing it through the written word, and that can be applied to other types of media too, but that's the short version of it.
And so you actually take a business's message, put it into some sort of media to help them communicate it effectively.
Yes, exactly.
So why is it that a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners have such a tough time communicating their message in form of sales media? Why is that?
Well, I've seen a lot of bad examples of what people are doing, and a lot of it just comes down to they're trying to be too professional. They're trying, and they end up becoming very cold, very dry. I call it cough bottle medicine copy, where if you read the bottle back, you know, the label on a cough medicine, it's very dry and just blah, blah, blah. And that's how people are trying to communicate with their customers. They put this professional image instead of just being themselves, letting their personality shine through the colloquialisms they would use, the slang they would use. I'm not saying people got to swear at their customers or anything, but just talk to them like a regular person. In fact, the best way to do copywriting, and this especially applies to email, but anything else, is write like you talk. Talk it out and write it.
You're speaking to me now, Ben. I'm going to light the fireplace here and grab a glass of Hennessy. I love this conversation because copywriting, I think of this as the oxygen for your business.
Well, yeah, Ben is actually the reason I like what Ben does and what he teaches on a daily basis is he's not one of those, we'll call him shysters. Can we swear in German on this station?
You just did. So.
Well, I mean, what we're talking about is using sales copy to trick somebody into buying that doesn't want to buy. And, that makes me feel kind of slimy, like you got to take a shower. You know, Ben actually works. I mean, he's worked in a lot of places. You actually talk about making the connection with the customer as being the most important thing, which is authentic in the world of capitalism. You know, talk a little bit about that, Ben.
Yeah, well, a lot of people approach any kind of selling, and this is especially happens online, where everybody's very tactic-oriented, trick-oriented. Well, I'm going to trick this guy into buying, or I'm going to trick this lady into buying what I have. And you might get away with that short-term in some cases, but you're never going to make the sales you could and should be making, and you're not going to really make much of a difference in the marketplace doing that. In fact, you'll probably just end up with a bunch of refund requests. The best way to do it is just this guy named Bernard Brooke, I believe his name was, he was considered the most persuasive man of the 20th century. Guy used to advise presidents and Wall Street power brokers and all this, and he would be able to get all these people to agree, and he could just persuade people. And somebody asked him toward the end of his life, they said, what was your secret? Now, how did you get these people, these huge egos, to agree and do what you want? And he goes, I just find out what people want, and I show them how to get it. And that's really all it comes down to, is what do they want? And if you can provide it for them, you're doing them a service. The sale is made very easily. And you don't have to use the tricks and tactics and all that. Just use some proven principles and strategies that are well within the bounds of human behavior and psychology that people want. I mean, this is how they want to be communicated with. So just give it to them.
And why is that so difficult for businesses? Why do they find communicating with their customers so difficult? What are they missing?
Well, I really do believe it just goes back to people look around at what other people are doing, and they say, I got to be like that. I got to be this big corporate personality, which a corporation has no personality. I mean, you, the people, have personalities. And I really believe this is what it is with everybody's bottleneck. They're just not being personable. They're not doing what one of my favorite authors, a guy named Peter Montoya, big on personal branding, what he used to talk about this. He was just, everything you do should be infused with you and your personality, everything in your business. And really, it's very easy to do this. It's easier than trying to pretend to be something you're not.
I think you hit the nail right on the head with, you know, most of the people that go into the market, they think of the marketing and they don't have a marketing background. They start looking at what everybody else is doing and they start actually focusing on other people's ideas and thrusts, and they try to force fit their business into somebody else's idea.
Yeah. Copy it.
Copy it. Copy. Yeah. So being authentic and really starting with your mission, that's actually difficult for most people.
Yeah. And a lot of it just comes down to all these years of people just, this is what, how people are taught to do things. And who's it, Earl Nightingale? He's like, if you never want to make another mistake for as long as you live, just look around at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the strangest secret. Love it.
Exactly.
So, Ben, you write a daily email. What are some of the things you do on a daily basis? What's the secret to putting out a daily email to inspire your audience?
Well, one thing about email, and this probably applies to a lot of other things, is emails beget more emails. You start writing regularly, and all of a sudden, it's not a matter of, oh, I need ideas. It's what idea do I use? I have probably 500 ideas in a file right now. I'll never use all of them. And so that's part of it, is just doing it. But a huge part,
hey Ben,
of it is...
Let's hold that thought. We're going to join you back after the break. Join us on the web, GameChangersRadioShow.com, and download our app, Game Changers Radio, and we'll be back with Ben right after the break.
Attention, local business owners and self-employed professionals. Grab a pen because I'm going to give you the number one proven secret to make 2012 your best year ever. I'm Mark Imperial, and along with Bob Rigneris, we host the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7. Each week, we interview game changers and learn the secrets of their success. These are business stories from struggle to success with the business celebrities who made them famous. Want the number one secret shared by the world's most successful business people like Bill Gates and the late Steve Jobs? Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com right now. We'll also give you our New Year's marketing checklist to make 2012 your best year ever. Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com. That's GameChangersRadioShow.com. Or call our 24-hour recorded info line toll-free at 888-595-8686. That's 888-595-8686. And listen to the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7 with me, Mark Imperial, and Bob Rigneris right here on AM 560 WIND.
AM 560. Hey, we're back at Game Changers, business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here are Mark Imperial and Bob Rigneris.
Welcome back to Game Changers. We're talking with Ben Settle on the phone. He is the email player. He authored the Email Player's Cookbook, Street Smart Email. I'll get that before the end of the show, Mark. Writes a daily email called the Email Player's Newsletter. And just before the break, Ben was talking a little bit about how he does this on a daily basis. And we're going to bridge into how people listening can use email as a tool to market their business. So, Ben, you were kind of talking about how you get these ideas to write these daily emails.
Yeah, and the best way I've ever used to approach this, I didn't make this up, but I heard this originally from a guy named Matt Fury, who's very, very... very good email marketer, one of the best. And he goes, it's just talk radio. And I agree. It's talk radio on your computer screen. It's just you're going to put on your own little show for 200-300 words. You're going to have some fun. You're going to entertain your readers, just like you're doing on this show. You're entertaining your listeners. We're going to share some information. We're going to hopefully make it worth their time to read your email. And then you're going to plug your product, and you're going to get out of there and do whatever else you got to do the rest of the day.
Yeah, you know, you don't blatantly pitch every day either. That's kind of, I think that's a little bit of the secret of what you're talking about, is you're giving interesting content, little stories, little tidbits of your life and your experience. And, you know, very frequently do you hard pitch. A lot of times you're soft pitching, but you're just really staying in front of your audience every day.
Yeah, just like what you would do on a real radio station. There, you still have your commercial breaks and all that, but the whole show isn't an infomercial. It's a show. It's having fun, being interesting. All these things that work for all kinds of copywriting, incidentally, and for email, it's even more important because people are so used to just pushing delete, 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 or God forbid the spam button on you. But they'll never do that if you're having fun with them and you're just showing them a good time.
Yeah, because Bob and I have like one or two listeners out there that are goofy enough to think that, you know, schmuck like me would be entertaining. So we are kind of entertaining people, I think.
Well, so Ben, let's talk about that. Average Joe business person, they run a professional service, they have a retail store. How can they use email without people thinking they're spammers or hitting the delete button? How can they use email to their advantage to market their business?
Okay, the best way to approach this, and this really simplified things for me, comes from this guy named Jim Camp, who's like the world's most feared negotiator. And he says this: you are always safe when you're in the other person's world. So as long as you're in their world talking about their problems, their desires, the things they want, the things that are important to them, you cannot bore them. You cannot be uninteresting to them. It's the same as that, don't tell me about your weed killer, tell me about my crabgrass mentality. Mm. As long as you're talking to them about their problems, you're going to be talking, you're in their world, basically. They're looking for a solution. You're making yourself the only one who they really will consider hiring or buying from.
So do people, are people really mired in their negativity and their problems that they want to talk about it a lot, and they'll listen to everything you have to say about that?
Yes, they are.
I just learned something today.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to, I'm not saying you want to doom and gloom anyone. I'm just saying you want to talk about the things that are causing them pain. I mean, this is, or it could be something they want. It doesn't have to be, you know, something negative necessarily. But just like you were talking before the segment about capitalism and all that, that's a great topic for an email for someone who sells the business to business. And you're just talking about the problem, what's going on. Oh, there's the socialism stuff or whatever the problem is. Here's the solution. And it's as simple as that.
So, I mean, I really like that idea is especially you, when you work with a client, Ben, it's, you don't immerse yourself necessarily in the business itself solely. You actually immerse yourself more into who their customers are to be really effective at writing good emails.
Oh, definitely. In fact, I don't really do client work anymore, but when I did, I had this very long, detailed, it's almost like an FBI profile, psych profile, where I wanted to know more about their customers than they ever thought they knew. You know, if they go to the bathroom at a certain time, I want to know about it. I mean, that's maybe not that far in, but you know what I mean. It's just, you want to know everything you can about their customer.
What?
And then that's how you approach it.
Well, I was going to say, I think that was the most transformational thing for me as an entrepreneur, not being great as a copywriter. I've become a good copywriter because I've understood that principle, Ben, that you talked about, which is, instead of focusing about me, and trying to introduce people to me and my services, and here's all the product features and benefits, you're actually saying, okay, I'm speaking to somebody who's actually interested in this, and you write it from their perspective. That's really a transformational step you make between being just a promoter and a true copywriter, which is connecting with the audience. That's so key.
Yeah, and in emails, this is so important. You can do a very effective job selling in emails without making a single claim or a single benefit or anything. I have another list I sell to for the prostate market. People have prostate problems. And I'll do emails that just talk about the pain of having prostatitis, you know, and just walk them through all the pains and that they're already feeling. They're nodding along saying, yeah, that's exactly it. And then you just put a link there. Well, here's how I dealt with it.
You talk to a lot of guys in their 60s and 70s, and inevitably you talk about the prostate problem. They love to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's on their mind
at the bar,
and they really need a solution to that. It's not like, you know, it's not something they just want to talk about for fun. I mean, it's a pressing problem. It keeps them up 4, 5, 6, 7 times a night.
Yeah, it makes sense because, you know, the old saying, misery loves company, and people at the bar, they're going to sit there and what are they going to do? They're going to, you know, whine about work and everybody, all their problems. And you're just allowing that conversation. And you're as Jay Abraham would say, you become interesting by being interested.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking too, as Ben was talking about, that Dan Kennedy talks about being an influential writer, is one of the things he likes to do is pick an enemy. Mm-hmm. And you basically write about the enemy and you get everybody fired up. I mean, this is what political people do, right? You know, you just pick on the enemy and you start that conversation that they're already having in their mind. And it's like, yeah, you get people riled up. I know that's another effective way to write emails, is to kind of pick on that enemy and pick that, get the juices fired up, right?
That's right.
Definitely. And, you know, and really the best, if you don't know who the enemy is, just look at who all the charlatans are in your market, and there's your enemy. And everyone's been burned, so it's usually pretty easy to follow with that.
So, Ben, we know copywriting as salesmanship in print. Now, could you talk to that and how important that is? Because really, if you really boil it down, as you said, it's conversational tone writing.
Yes, and that's all it is. It's just a conversation instead of face-to-face or over the phone. You're doing it in print, in an email. It could be in a video. It could be in an audio. it could be in any type of media that you can think of. I mean, some people even do these things on social media, though I think that is a mistake. But, yeah, that's all it really comes down to is just salesmanship multiplied. And how can you get your message out to a lot of people instead of just going one by one by one?
What did you say that people do on social media that you think is a mistake? Tell me. Tell me.
I think it's a huge mistake when people blatantly plug or pitch something in tweets or in Facebook or whatever instead of just trying to have a conversation with their market and then attracting those people to their site to get them on their list, then do the selling. But people will just tweet out their teeth whitening whatever instead of just talking about tooth problems. I would just talk about the problem and get people attracted to my Facebook page or Twitter or whatever, and then get them on your list from there, and then you can sell them. But they just try to pitch from social media, which is kind of, to me, backwards.
Well, I had this conversation with a client, Mark, actually 2 weeks ago. He went out without asking me and bought like 10,000 leads from Sales Genie, and then wanted to email them because he wanted to do email marketing. And I said...
you had the white pages for him?
I said, okay, so you bought 10,000 email addresses, so what? None of those people gave you permission to email them. I just want to make sure what Ben is talking about, people, is not the email marketing where you buy a bunch of names and blast out a sales message. Ben is talking about permission-based email. People have asked you and given you the permission to email them. And that is what Ben's talking about in terms of social media, which is people didn't ask to receive pitches from you. They asked for information. They asked for friendship. But in email, they're specifically requesting information from you on a daily basis. Right, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it just amazes me that people, they waste their time out there doing these things. It's just, it's very simple. If they just know some common fundamentals of marketing, it's really pretty easy.
Well, it's like showing up at a bar with your suit and tie and your case of samples.
Exactly.
You got to understand why people are there. So you understand the frame of the media, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Ben.
Yeah, get them talking first.
Ben, this is fantastic. You know, we could dive in a little bit more on a future show. But hey, everyone, I want you to go to bensettle.com. That's BENSETTLE.com. Sign up for his daily email player newsletter. You won't be bored. You'll actually be entertained. And I think you'll learn a few things about promoting your own business. Ben, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you after the break. GameChangersRadioShow.com.
We'll and download back. The app.
Yes.
What are you waiting for? Game Changers Radio.
Attention, local business owners and self-employed professionals. Grab a pen because I'm going to give you the number one proven secret to make 2012 your best year ever. I'm Mark Imperial, and along with Bob Rigneris, we host the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7. Each week, we interview game changers and learn the secrets of their success. These are business stories from struggle to success with the business celebrities who made them famous. Want the number one secret shared by the world's most successful business people like Bill Gates and the late Steve Jobs? Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com right now. We'll also give you our New Year's marketing checklist to make 2012 your best year ever. Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com. That's GameChangersRadioShow.com. Or call our 24-hour recorded info line toll-free at 888-595-8686. That's 888-595-8686. And listen to the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7 with me, Mark Imperial, and Bob Rigneris right here on AM 560 WIND.
AM 560. Hey, we're back at Game Changers, business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here are Mark Imperial and Bob Rigneris.
Hey, welcome back to your Power Thinking Hour here at Game Changers Radio. This is fantastic. I love the topic of writing copy, copywriting. It is the fuel for your marketing engine.
Yeah, Ben was really interesting, and really too. Even if you don't have intentions right now of emailing your customers, I think signing up for Ben's daily email, really, you will be entertained, and literally a minute of your day to kind of learn how to do this. Save off his emails, and it'll actually make you a better copywriter just by reading and watching what Ben does. Don't copy, but model.
Model. Yeah, let's face it, the business is all about influential communication in
right.
general, whether it be through email or whatever platform or blogs or
newsletters.
Print.
Yeah. And you know, here's kind of the interesting thing is it creates opportunity for people because a lot of people are so busy doing their business, they don't have the time to do this stuff themselves. insert an entrepreneur.
That's right. There's opportunity there.
There's opportunity. We have Mr. Vic Rajan. Is that how you say it, Vic?
Yeah, sure. Rajan.
And you run a really cool service. It's called phoneblogger.net. And we're going to dig into that a little bit. A New York-based company. Yes, we're in Chicago, but we can have New Yorkers on. You know, this is good. This is two big cities coming together.
We just won't start talking about pizza or hot dogs. We'll just leave that alone.
We'll just leave the hot buns alone. But this is a company. Here's a good concept we're going to talk about. Ghostwriting blogs, newsletters, LinkedIn posts for financial professionals. Talk about a niche, Mark.
We are revealing some really big secrets here. Now,
exactly.
People aren't supposed to know about this stuff.
You know, so stuff like LinkedIn, blogging, newsletters, this takes hours. But with the company that Vic has founded, this is just minutes for these professionals. Phoneblogger.net. Vic, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Mark and Bob.
Cool. So tell us a little about phoneblogger.net. What do you guys really do?
The core of it, on the surface of it, it looks like it's a blogging and a LinkedIn and a ghostwriting for e-newsletter service. But really at the core of it, it's a word-of-mouth marketing platform. Our clients generally gain most of their clients through word-of-mouth referrals. Their CPAs, their attorneys, financial advisors, folks in the real estate and mental health world. Primarily, we work with mainly attorneys and CPAs. And, you know, essentially, they are working upon the one-to-one recommendation. However, they're way too busy to market their expertise through their blog website, through email marketing, through LinkedIn, or even Facebook for Business. And so we started phoneblogger.net almost as a fluke, really. It was my partner, Mark Bullock, and I, about a year and a half ago, were actually sitting at a Starbucks and somewhat lamenting, frustrated, because we were marketing advisors to the field, to attorneys and CPAs, and they meant well. They knew they ought to be marketing themselves more effectively through their blogging and through LinkedIn. We'd essentially set them up, show them how to do it, coach them with time management skills, but they just lacked the time to actually sit down and write their own blogging and write their own LinkedIn. So it was my partner Mark and I, when we were chatting, of how can we help them get out of their own way. So what if we just interviewed them over the phone, sort of like this, conversational, have them talk to us for about 5 minutes about a variety of topics, their subject matter expertise. We could turn those phone interviews into ghost-written articles.
How'd you choose to serve attorneys and financial professionals? Do you have an affinity for that niche or your partner?
Neither Mark or I are CPAs. Neither of us are attorneys. We're not in the financial services world. That, too, is actually a happenstance. About 10 years ago, when I was in partnership with my father, we were running a small management consulting practice. When I started attracting my own clients, it just became that those who were hanging up a shingle and had an expertise, accountants, lawyers, they didn't really have the knowledge or the talent and the want, even, to sit down and actually market their practice. So they ended up turning to us sort of randomly through my own word-of-mouth networking. I started attracting more and more and started recognizing that CPAs and attorneys have very specific code of ethics. Believe it or not, attorneys do have a code of ethics that they have to follow, things that they have to say, must say, can't say, must say in a certain way. So I started developing a particular niche around that. Now I write for the AICPA and I do CLE seminars for lawyers. So you know, now it's developed into a niche. But in the beginning, it was sort of a randomness, and like most practices, it grew through word of mouth networking for myself. And now it's become a strategic marketing tool. But in the beginning, it was sort of who got attracted to my message of how professionals can brand themselves using their expertise. Very similar to the kind of things that you talk about on your website, Bob.
Yeah, it's the entrepreneurial path to success, which is, it's kind of this meandering and kind of just, oh, okay, here's opportunity, and finding that sweet spot. That's what makes being an entrepreneur so fun.
I think it'd be a little weird to find that people compelled to your message would be attorneys. Was that at all, troubling or alarming to you, Vic?
You know, unfortunately, they get a bad rap in a variety of ways, least of which, or maybe the most of the bad rap, is a chasing ambulances stereotype. I think it's, you know, because of that stereotype, there are so many stringent restrictions on what they're allowed to do and not allowed to do when it comes to advertising and marketing. But attorneys, even more than CPAs, are proactive marketers. They tend to be people-oriented, but both get lost in their jargon and kind of lost in the legalese.
Vic. We're going to have to take a quick break. So can you hold that thought? Join us at GameChangersRadioShow.com and download the app, and we'll be right back with more of Vic Rajan from PhoneBlogger.net.
Attention, local business owners and self-employed professionals. Grab a pen because I'm going to give you the number one proven secret to make 2012 your best year ever. I'm Mark Imperial, and along with Bob Rigneris, we host the Game Changers radio show Saturday nights at 7. Each week, we interview game changers and learn the secrets of their success. These are business stories from struggle to success with the business celebrities who made them famous. Want the number one secret shared by the world's most successful business people like Bill Gates and the late Steve Jobs? Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com right now. We'll also give you our New Year's marketing checklist to make 2012 your best year ever. Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com. That's GameChangersRadioShow.com. Or call our 24-hour recorded info line toll-free at 888-595-8686. That's 888-595-8686. And listen to the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7 with me, Mark Imperial, and Bob Rigneris right here on AM 560 WIND.
AM 560. Hey, we're back at Game Changers, business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here are Mark Imperial and Bob Rigneris.
Welcome back, Game Changers. Hopefully you're getting some inspiration here. So we have Vic Rajan on the phone from PhoneBlogger.net. And this is really interesting. We have a service here. Notice that he was a consultant, kind of teaching financial professionals, legal professionals, how to market. And the demand in the marketplace was, let's say, soft. And Vic actually, with his partner Mark, discovered, well, maybe we'll just do it for them.
They got more money than time.
That is a great point. Those financial, you know, if they're good, they have more money than time. But, you know, look, they're technicians, and that's not a bad thing. We find that professionals are very good at providing their services, and they do need somebody like Vic to come in and help them with some of the things that they don't have time to do. It's not that they don't want to do it. It's just they don't have the time. So, Vic, tell us a little bit how you work with your professionals. How do you cut down their time, and how do they work with you to actually get their marketing out?
Absolutely. We actually have boiled it down to about 10 minutes of their time once a week. We do everything else that we can do for them, we do for them. In the beginning, when they're coming to us, usually they don't have anything, or everything's kind of half-baked, from maybe not even having a blog on their website, where their LinkedIn profile is kind of non-existent. They have an account, they logged on once, but they didn't really do much else with it. Maybe they didn't even recognize or realize that there is a business aspect to Facebook. It's really something maybe their kids only does. And then comes writer's block. What are they actually going to be writing about? So from setting up their social media profile, their blog, developing an email newsletter template that matches their letterhead, logo, website, we do that all, as well as brainstorm specific blog articles. Once we do that brainstorming session, in about 20 minutes, we can develop about 4 to 5 blog articles to start out with. At this point, we have it fairly systematically done. So we have a brainstormer that we go through, and we already record that. Then they get assigned to one of our editors, and essentially they pick a time once a week to touch base with us. We call them at that specific time, figure if their good time is Wednesday 3 p.m. Every Wednesday 3 p.m., we're going to call them and speak for about 10 minutes.
They love appointments. That's how
they
work.
Love appointments, and they keep appointments. If it's an appointment
right.
with themselves, they'll procrastinate and break, and we're all, you know, guilty of that, kind of having an appointment to go to the gym, and conveniently we find some excuse or another of what something else is more important. But if you have an appointment with someone else, you keep it, which is really why the fitness industry is so great. So modeled after that, we essentially can not only get them on the treadmill, we're pretty much running on the treadmill for them. So it's in that way even better. So we're pretty much keeping them on track. And the first week, let's say the first Monday of the month, if that's their time, we're interviewing them. Very similar to this conversationally, they're explaining a topic that we've already discussed and they have in front of them as notes. So after they have some notes emailed to them, we can talk fairly off the cuff for about 5-10 minutes. We already record that, type that up into a blog article, send it for grammar, for flow, for style, to make sure we're capturing their voice, literally, of course, recorded, and figuratively, their personality, their expertise, their style.
When you made that comparison with the fitness industry, did you mean like the trainers, because they're going to force you to do the workout versus, because I'm thinking, when I figure fitness and health clubs, I'm seeing people like not going and quitting because they don't go.
I mean the fitness trainers who actually will compel you to actually sit down and actually work out with them, or if not sit down, literally run on the treadmill. But yeah,
there you go.
They have an appointment with us, so they're going to keep it.
That makes sense.
And I've been in the done for you business in a number of different ways, and it's an easy sell for the right type of person. I mean, there's a small minority in every market that wants to learn how to market and wants to know how to do LinkedIn and blog and things, but a majority of the market just wants to use it and get the benefit from it and don't want to know a doggone thing.
Yeah,
about
you
got
to go to the haystack store and go, you know, if you want to go find that needle.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a really, it's the game-changing concept. So, you know, it sounds like, Vic, you have a tremendous system, which I think is really reassuring for the professionals that work for you, is that you have a system that is very laid out, it's very structured, and it's very easy for them to use your services, and they get to see the benefit.
Absolutely. I mean, essentially, they're going to gain the benefits through, of course, the superficial stuff are the comments and the likes that they're going to gain. Obviously, what they're looking for are the phone calls and appointments, actual referrals and clients. That comes, and it's also pretty cool to see our clients not only gain speaking engagements, but we have two clients now that just got on the nominations list. One is being nominated to be the best accountant in New York City, and another, apparently they don't know each other yet, at least, is nominated for being the best attorney in New York City. So we've got some notable clients, but they're small. They're, like your show said, they're self-employed or in a very small group practice, small partnerships. Generally, very large organizations, they can afford to bring somebody in-house, a chief marketing officer, and maybe he or she would actually do the blogging and social media full-time. But for our small guys, they are groping in the dark, and if it weren't for something like phoneblogger.net, they pretty much have to figure out how to do it within their time constraints.
You know, Bob, they are not unlike a publicist. It's creating that word of mouth.
Exactly.
As the byproduct.
Exactly. You know, Vic's calling us right now from a conference full of attorneys right now. Is that
full of attorneys? Yes, absolutely.
And so you're actually there probably, let me guess, promoting phoneblogger.net.
Absolutely. There's a good, strong interest here. It's a matrimonial law conference, and there's a lot of interest. As you can imagine, they have an expertise around matrimonial law, when things go right and when things go wrong around the world of marriages. And they're there. They have their expertise communicating it effectively, succinctly, and making sure that it's interesting to their contacts so that they can market to and through their contact database to gain more referrals. And doing it consistently.
Right. And so Vic is there promoting phoneblogger.net, which is a lesson in itself. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Vic Rajan from phoneblogger.net right after the break. Join us on the web, GameChangersRadioShow.com.
And get the app, Game Changers Radio.
Attention, local business owners and self-employed professionals. Grab a pen, because I'm going to give you the number one proven secret to make 2012 your best year ever. I'm Mark Imperial, and along with Bob Rigneris, we host the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7. Each week, we interview game changers and learn the secrets of their success. These are business stories from struggle to success with the business celebrities who made them famous. Want the number one secret shared by the world's most successful business people like Bill Gates and the late Steve Jobs? Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com right now. We'll also give you our New Year's marketing checklist to make 2012 your best year ever. Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com. That's GameChangersRadioShow.com. Or call our 24-hour recorded info line toll-free at 888-595-8686. That's 888-595-8686. And listen to the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7 with me, Mark Imperial, and Bob Rigneris right here on AM 560 WIND.
AM 560. Hey, we're back at Game Changers, business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here are Mark Imperial and Bob Rigneris.
Well, we are in the home stretch here, Game Changers Radio Show. We have with us Vic Rajan from phoneblogger.net, and really good, just a really good topic for Game Changers. If you're kind of, on that path where if you were Vic and Mark were, where they were, well, what do we do if you're at that crossroads? We call it a done-for-you type of business is a fantastic way to grow a client base, because if you have services that are in demand and you are after the right market, such as a service financial professional, it's a really rich market to be in. And so, Vic, you're, like we talked about before the break, you are at a conference right now promoting phoneblocker.net. You're relatively new. I think you've only been around a couple of years, right?
Yeah, we started this out of necessity a year and a half ago because our clients weren't getting out of their own way, so we decided to sort of push them out of their own way. But we've been marketing advisors to the field of law and accounting for about 8 years. So we pretty much know the lay of the land, at least in the local market here. And we created this for our clients originally and actually didn't charge any extra, didn't have a name for it back in 2010. We just kind of said, hey, we're going to interview over the phone and we're going to ghostwrite it into articles. And once you approve it, we're going to make sure it's within your code of ethics and we're going to promote it for you. They said, sure, that was a great idea. They started recommending us to other folks that weren't our clients. And it's at that point that I started panicking because I didn't have any collateral material, no website, no name for the service. So I scratched my head and said, well, I'm calling them on the phone and we're blogging for them. How about I call this phone blogger? And basically a year and a half later, we're now just now rebranding, coming out with a new logo, coming out with a new website. So if your listeners check phoneblogger.net in June 2012, it'll be a brand new website with videos and audio testimonials from our clients and new logo, new icons, and it's really taken off, and it's taken over our practice marketing advisors consulting practice.
Well, sure, all that important stuff like websites and all that stuff is it takes a back seat if you're actually doing all the work for somebody, right?
Yeah,
it's the shoemaker's son syndrome.
So, Mark, this is the classic business within a business. So, if you are at a point where you're kind of like Vic said, out of necessity, you're sitting there going, "Well, where do I go next?" There might be an opportunity within your current base of clients. And just doing something a little bit different that all of a sudden gets them recommending you to other people. That's the secret.
Just one big idea away, as we talked about with Ben, you're one, you know, sales letter away from a life-changing success.
Right. And, you know, if you can create something that actually creates interest, right, that somebody will go, hey, this is cool. You know, Vic does this for us. And it's viral. It goes viral. So what are some of the other ways, real quick, we've got about a minute left, what are some other ways that you're promoting phoneblogger.net?
We do a lot of writing and speaking ourselves. We feel that's the core of word-of-mouth marketing for expert professionals. So we do a lot of continuing legal education seminars. I write a marketing column for the AICPA, which is like the Bar Association for Accountants. So between our networking, our seminars, our writing columns, as well as word-of-mouth one-on-one referrals, that keeps our sales funnel pretty full. And then, of course, come to our website, and people are getting to know our website more and more through not only Google searching, they search ghost blogging or ghostwriting, they're going to find us. But generally speaking, even these types of radio interviews help. So thank you again, Bob and Mark.
Well, appreciate you having on. Fantastic business. It really caught our eyes when you kind of said, hey, love to talk to you about this. So, hey, it's been a great interview, phoneblogger.net. If you are a financial professional, legal professional, you want to hook up with Vic and his company, they're going to take care of all that stuff you don't want to do. And Mark, GameChangersRadioShow.com.
That's right. Make sure you connect up with us for another Power Thinking Hour, and make sure you download our app so you can catch up on all the past episodes and stay in tune.
And we're back next week with more Game Changers.
That's right. Download the app, so check your store and search for Game Changers Radio.
Have a good week, everyone.
Take care.
Attention, local business owners and self-employed professionals. Grab a pen because I'm going to give you the number one proven secret to make 2012 your best year ever. I'm Mark Imperial, and along with Bob Rigneris, we host the Game Changers radio show Saturday nights at 7. Each week, we interview game changers and learn the secrets of their success. These are business stories from struggle to success with the business celebrities who made them famous. Want the number one secret shared by the world's most successful business people like Bill Gates and the late Steve Jobs? Visit GameChangers.com. GameChangersRadioShow.com right now. We'll also give you our New Year's marketing checklist to make 2012 your best year ever. Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com. That's GameChangersRadioShow.com. Or call our 24-hour recorded info line toll-free at 888-595-8686. That's 888-595-8686. And listen to the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7 with me, Mark Imperial, and Bob Rigneris right here on AM 560 WIND.